Well, now we prepare to look in once more at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ace, now married 8 years. It's just after dinner, and Jane is in the kitchen with the dishes. Mr. Ace has lighted his after-dinner cigar and has settled down to a maze of bills and figures pertaining to household expenses. He seems helpless as he mutters to himself. Listen.
I don't know what she can be thinking of to let... Jane! She's fixing to be one of the best-dressed women in the bread line. I never, you know... Jane! Look at this, Bill. I've got to have a heart-to-heart talk with her. I've got to call a halt somewhere. Jane, come here a minute, will you?
What did you say?
I've been calling you, dear. Can't you hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you the first two times.
How do you know I called you the two times before you heard me?
Beg pardon?
How did you know I called you twice before you heard me?
Oh, well, you stopped me there.
Yes, I got you. You didn't want to hear me. You knew this was the night I go over these household accounts again, so you conveniently stand out there in the kitchen. No dishes to do because Laura's doing them.
Well, I thought of sure just how
we
to do
it. We hired Laura to take care of all that work. You must know that there's going to be a lot of fuss made about these bills, didn't you?
Oh, dear, please don't start that again. I'm doing the best I can.
Yes, doing the best you can to ruin us. What's the matter with you? Can't you run a home on a business-like basis? Every month it's the same. Look, Jane, sit down. Come on. No, not there. Over here by this desk. Sit here.
I'm not tired, dear.
Will you sit down? I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
Oh, all right. What about?
About these household bills. They've got to be budgeted or we'll be living from hand to mouth.
What which do you want to talk about, hand to mouth or heart to heart?
Oh, just sit back and let's talk this over calmly because we're going to have this out all the way through now.
Now what?
Well, no, I won't start out by waving these bills at you. I've done that almost every month now. It doesn't do any good. I just want to know one thing. Do you, Well, look, Jane, how much do you think, just offhand, I mean, how much would it take you to run this house every week?
How much what?
How much money?
Oh, I don't know. How much?
I'm not asking riddles. I'm trying to find out from you. You ought to know what it costs for dinners, for laundries, for all the things that it takes to run this house efficiently. You've been spending the money. How much do you think it ought to cost you? I want to know just how much you figure the expenses of this house should run. For you and for me. And for Marge. Not counting the $10 she pays you every week for her room and board.
Oh, in other words, you want to know just how much money...
What other words? There are no other words. I've used them all. Now look, Jane, I want you to start running this house on a business-like basis. I'm turning this desk over to you. This desk and this brand new book to keep your accounts in. This one. See?
Oh, Bridget.
Budget.
Oh, yes.
I'm turning this whole thing over to you. This is your home. I want you to feel that it's as if it's your business. Just as I have my office, you have your home. I run my office on a business-like basis. We know every cent we spend. We know every cent that comes in. At the end of the week, we know where we stand. Now, that's going to be your job here. You're the boss. Now, all I want to know is just how much money you're going to need to run the house.
Well...
Now, wait a minute. I want you to know first that the figure has to be within reason. After all, you know, I don't make $1,000 a week.
Well, that's just it. I don't know how much you do make. You never tell me. Every time I ask you about business, you don't want to talk about
it. Well, you know that we're making a living. I mean, I average, say, about 100 a week. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but on the whole, it comes to about 100 a week. Now, out of that, I've got things to pay off, insurance and taxes and, you know. Now, I feel that a part of that should be turned over to the running of the home. And above all, that part should be a fixed sum. I mean, the same every week. Not like this week. Look at this. A bill for $4 for an end table.
Yeah, well, you know about that. I told you we ought to have another little end table over there by that chair.
I know, Jane, but you remember I asked you how much it would cost? You said you could get one for $5. I gave you the $5. I gave you cash to pay for it. Now I get a bill for it. $4 for an end table.
Oh, well, that's all right, dear. Forget about the dollar. You can owe it to me.
Oh, you want? I gave you $5 cash. What happened to it? You didn't pay for the table.
Well, I saw it at Hammond's for $4, and I charged it.
That's it. That's just the point. You charged it. Now you're coming to the point I'm trying to bring out. From now on, there'll be no charging of anything. I'm going to give you a fixed sum every week to pay for everything. If you do it right, you might even be able to save something out of it. Other women do it, and you can too. It's very simple. You budget yourself. You don't spend more than you can afford.
Oh, that's old-fashioned, dear. Everybody spends more than they can afford.
Well, we won't have to. You can figure out ways to cut down here and there. You'll want to figure out ways when you start keeping books. That's what this book's for.
You mean if I read that book, I can learn how to save money?
You can't read this book. Look, it's blank. Look, just blank pages, all ruled off.
Well, why do you want me to waste my time with a blank book?
It's a budget. You're not wasting your time. You write in this book just where the money goes. Just how much you spend, how much you take in. You'll write in the amount I give you every week and the amount Marge gives you every week. If you sell some old clothes or anything, you make an entry in the book. And you also write down what you spend. You keep track. And if you do that on a strictly business basis, you'll be surprised to find you might even have a profit at the end of the week.
A profit?
Yeah, you know what a profit is, a profit and loss.
Oh, sure. Profit is the money you make, and loss is the money you don't.
Yes, profit is, you know what a profit is, anyhow. The way you've been running things up until now, there hasn't been any profit. Now, how much money do you think you can run the house on every week? How's $25?
$25?
Yes, you ought to do it easily with that.
You mean you'll give me $25 every week?
I will every week. But out of that, you pay for everything. I don't even have to look at any bills at the end of the week. You've taken care of all that and kept track in this book.
Oh, that would be wonderful. $25 a week.
Maybe I should have said 20.
Why, I could even save money out of that, I guess. Not very much, though.
Well, sure you could. If you cut down on expenses here and there, you'll be finding yourself wanting to do it once you get into the swing of running the home like a business.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Why, you're talking. I knew if I made you see that it's your responsibility, you could see your way clear.
Oh, but this $25 isn't for clothes, too, is it?
Oh, no, just for running the home and odds and ends. You're in charge from this minute on. I'll take care of these bills here from last week. I'll pay every one of them, and you can start with a clean slate.
With a clean budget book, you mean?
Yeah, with a clean budget book. Here, I'll take all these bills up and write checks for them all in the morning. And that's the last batch. From now on, you're boss. There. Come on. The desk is yours. Move in.
Now?
Yes, from this minute on. This is your office, you might say. Sit here.
All right. I'm going to be able to save a lot of money if I try.
That's it, Sarah Jane. Now, what's the day? Tuesday. Well, every Wednesday, I give you $25, and you take the money.
You know what, dear?
What?
You could go on a diet.
On a diet?
Yes, you're getting a double chin anyhow, and look at the
Now, look, Jane, enough of that. $25 is a lot of money. You don't have to start cutting down on my food. I'm talking about cutting down on other things, like charging end tables after I give you the cash. And that's another point you've got to remember. The $25 a week is all you get.
Oh, and the $10 Mark pays me every week.
Yes, well, that's $35 you've got to run things here.
You know what?
What now?
How about raising Marge's room and board?
Raising it? Oh, now, Jane,
isn't it marvelous how business-like I've gotten all of a sudden?
Well, she's always paid us the $10, practically insisted on it. I never even wanted to take that.
Oh, sure. You don't want to take it. You don't have to pay for things around this house. I'm the one who has to make both ends meet and fish on Friday. It's easy enough for you to say you don't want to take it.
Wait a minute, Jane. You're running away with this idea.
Well, I don't care. This is my office.
Yes, but she's your best friend. I think $10 is enough.
Oh, sure, you think it is. But who has to write everything in this book? And who has
Wait a minute. She's been living with us here for about 3 years. She always paid $10 a week.
Well, 3 years ago isn't now. Look how much higher everything is.
Oh, she's not such an added expense.
Now, start telling me that three can live as cheap as one. You know, I'm going to talk to her about it. I won't ask her for too much more. Well, maybe $5 a week more.
Oh, I don't know if she can afford to pay that much more, Jane.
Well, she eats breakfast and dinner here.
Oh, a glass of orange juice and some coffee for breakfast. That's
well, do you know how much oranges are now and coffee?
No, how much?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Uh-huh.
Laura's been doing all the marketing, but from now on, I'm going to know. I'm going to have a long talk with Laura.
That's the idea. I don't think it's wise for you to let Laura do all the marketing.
Well, I'll tell her exactly what's happened, how I have charge of the office, and she'll just have to show me where every penny goes.
That's the idea. That's the way business is run.
I'm doing pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah, so far. We'll see at the end of the first week how well you've really done. Now, don't you start coming to me for money. You're on your own.
I am?
Absolutely.
Well, then don't start telling me not to ask Marge for more room and board money.
Well, that's your own problem. I doubt if there'll be anything doing there, anyhow.
You know, I might even make Laura take less. She gets $8. Now, I wonder if she'd work for seven.
Oh, wait a minute. That's no way to run a business. I wouldn't go and ask my girl at the office to take a cut all of a sudden when there's no reason for it.
Well, you just run your office, and I'll run mine.
Oh, I don't know about that, Jane. This is the first time you've had charge of anything like this. You might listen to a few pointers from me. I told you, you ought to run this house like I do my office.
What? And go out and play pool every lunchtime?
Go out and play pool.
Oh, no, I haven't got time
for
that.
All right, now, Jane, don't start getting personal.
No, Jane, leave out the pool at lunchtime. Even at that, we're afraid she's going to wind up behind the eight ball. We'll learn more about this new household business venture when next we meet the Easy Aces.